Three seems to have been the magic number for the Roanoke River Lighthouse. The first lighthouse was built in Plymouth in 1866. It was destroyed by fire in 1885. Its successor was destroyed after less than a year in service by ice. Yep, not a hurricane, but ice. Before the third and last Roanoke River Lighthouse was built in 1886. It was decommissioned in the 1930s, and it and two other lighthouses in the region were contracted to be removed from the river. The first two didn't make it back to dry land. The third did.
Mr. Wiggins, it took him quite a long time to, it took him a full like 36 hours to take it off of the pilings and then another 32 hours to move it to land in Edenton. And he said that it brought a lot of attention to the harbor when he was pulling in basically with this lighthouse on his barge, that probably if the President of the United States was drowning in Edenton Bay, it wouldn't have drawn so much attention as he was receiving. Those are kind of his words from his oral history of his connection to the lighthouse.
Karen Ipock, the site manager of the historic Edenton State Historic Site, talking about Emmett Wiggins, who after a friend's failure with moving two other lighthouses, was successful in moving the Plymouth Lighthouse to a site just west of Edenton. For the most part, it was Emmett Wiggins' residence until he died in 1995. But though he modernized it to make it comfortable for everyday living, Emmett Wiggins was conscious of the lighthouse's history and acted as much as a preservationist as he did a homeowner.
He was very true to what the building used to be and didn't want to take away those characteristics of it. So the floors in it, he just covered with carpet, but he kept the original floors. The window shutters, several things he just saved of the original lighthouse and preserved. And he even worked hard to get a fog horn for it and the bell, fog bell, and a Fresnel lens for it.
Which meant when the Edenton Historical Society was successful in purchasing the lighthouse more than a decade after Emmett Wiggins' death, while there was work to do to restore it, there was no starting from scratch. Time had taken some toll on the building, and after the first two Roanoke River lighthouses were destroyed by fire and ice, water nearly did the structure in the summer of 2003.
Unfortunately, it did have to sit for several years after his death, uninhabited, which took its toll, as you would imagine, on any building. And then Hurricane Isabel furthered the damage. It was right there at a creek on the land, kind of exposed to the elements, and the hurricane, when it came through, it did a lot of damage to the Edenton area and sadly took away some of the porches of the outside porch of the lighthouse.
It's been about 10 years since the lighthouse purchase. That time has been spent making the repairs that 100-plus years of history and a couple of moves will bring, as well as searching out and bringing to the lighthouse furnishings from its original 1886 period that are appropriate for lighthouse keepers' use at that time. Among the highlights of that search, one done by the lighthouse's last owner, Emmett Wiggins, is a Fourth Order Fresnel lens.
It was tracked down through the Coast Guard. By that point, the Coast Guard had taken over as the overseer for the lighthouse system. So they were willing to donate it basically to the town, and then the town in turn loaned it to Mr. Wiggins to have in the lighthouse. At his death, it was removed from the lighthouse for protection back to the town. It definitely needs some restoration, just being over 150 years old. So it's going to have some restoration done to it before it goes back into the lighthouse.
It's not the same lens that lit up the Roanoke in the late 19th, early 20th centuries, but of the same order. The lighthouse is ready for the public, but still work remains to be done. The restoration and then return of the Fresnel lens, plus Karen Ipock hopes they can locate items like a lighthouse keeper's uniform and the official U.S. Lighthouse Service china and blankets of that era.
We still have some things that we still are hunting for, I guess you can say, but when you go into the lighthouse, you'll see it well furnished. I think it's always an ongoing process when you have a historic house to keep it appropriate and to always update it, which sounds funny since it's updating it with historical items, but always keeping the collection as most accurate as you can.
Karen Ipock is site manager for the historic Edenton State Historic Site. Guided tours of the restored Roanoke River Lighthouse are underway this weekend. They'll be offered on a 7-day-a-week schedule for the foreseeable future. I'm George Olson.